Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Hello, welcome to another episode of Soul-Led Living. We are in September. I love a Virgo season, so I'm excited for it. We got five messages for this month. Let's see what it has in store for us. Okay, guys. Message number one. A little bit of a continuation of what happened for you in August in a good way. It's almost like some things were revealed in August, like you saw the holes in things, you saw what needed to be fixed. I had a total breakdown right around, I guess it was right around the August eclipse, I want to say. And I realized like how much I missed my friends, how much I missed like just having a closeness of friends. And it was like nobody's fault other than mine, you know, like I realized, oh, like I need to make time for friends. Like I need, yes, like I live in a new state now. I live in a new town. Like I have to invest in these like relationships that are around me, even though, yes, I've had these like beautiful relationships back home in Miami. Like I'm here and I need to invest in that. And like what I want and what I'm missing is nobody else's fault but mine. So it's that kind of vibe, right? And it's like, okay, well then I am going to then take that into the next month and like kind of not necessarily put a plan in place, but it's just like this awareness of like, this is how I move forward, or like, this is how I quote unquote fix this thing. So that's a personal example, but I think this is like, could be relationship. This could be in your business. This could be in many different, you know, it could be like your home, but it almost looks like I see what's not working, or I see where the holes are, like what needs to be fixed. And now I'm putting in, I don't even want to say plan, but it's like I'm setting it as a priority. It's an intention in my mind. I see like why I was complaining. Like I see what was making me feel uncomfortable. And like now I have to live true to what that solution is. It does also make me feel like maybe you didn't realize this necessarily in August, but that you got some sort of headway with it, that it makes me feel like it's something you've been trying to figure out also for a long time. Like some of you have been like on the brink of something, you know, and it really looks like you're about to figure it out, like just tweaking with something that's been bothering you for a long time. But I did get this reminder to make sure that as you're figuring this out, you are going to figure it out, but you need to have many conversations outside of the conversations you're having. It makes me feel like you're going to figure this thing out, but you're asking like the same people around you. And while it's beautiful, the people you have around you, it makes me feel like you have to go to more examples. Like there's better expanders, let's say. For example, I'm always, you know, very much like grateful to be people's expanders, but you know, I am in my 40s. I have three kids. I live in a certain area. Like I'm not going to be perfect for everybody, right? Like there might be somebody who's 25, who does not have kids, who's not married. I'm not going to be like the most perfect expander for them. They might have to find somebody that is exactly their age, is exactly like single, whatever that may look like. So it almost looks like there's a better expander for you that's going to help you figure this out. There's a better conversation to have. And you're going to have to go outside your little circle. It also reminds me of when I first moved to LA after college, I was getting interviews for certain jobs. But in addition to interviews, I was getting like these just like informational meetings, like people that were just kind enough to like sit down and meet with me because somebody connected me, or maybe they went to like my college, or we were from the same town. Like I was basically like reaching out to anybody that I might have had a connection to, and see like who would say yes. Not everybody's going to say yes to you. So this feels like almost like I went on LinkedIn and I saw this woman who was in my sorority. She has that position that I want. And I don't know her, but like maybe because we were in the same sorority, like she will talk to me and I can find some information that fills in these gaps. Like it's like what you're going to figure out, what you're going to fix. There are some gaps of knowledge, and these people are people that are outside of your circle. So like you have to go and shoot your shot and ask for guidance and advice from people that are not around you right now. Message number two, although September has like a very tough love kind of feeling to me, it has a very like, mama bear, get things in order, tough love, like realistic, grounded information. What's interesting is that your creativity, some sort of art project, something that is creative that maybe you have left open and that you haven't really made time for is really, really coming up. So, and I don't think it's coming up out of like, oh, let's be, you know, dreamy. It's really like we need to make time for this creativity, for this art project, for this expression. It feels like it's across the board. Like I feel like it might be a room you've been trying to make in your house. It could be something you're trying to write, something that you're trying to create. And it feels like there's a part of you that like needs to know the reason and the purpose for this art or this creative expression. Some of you makes me think that like you need to know that it's going to make money or that it's going to be a business or that it's going to be successful. Others of you feels like there is an investment of money and like you're just not sure it's worth it. For example, like I do want to make this room, but like I don't really have an extra $5,000 to like make that room and like is it really worth it? And the answer here is like, yes, this is going to give you so much more expansion than going to a therapy class or, you know, sorry, we don't go to therapy classes, you know what I mean? Like going to a therapy session, like there's a lot of expansion in this creativity and what you're going to get out of it can't fully be like linearly predicted, but it brings you exactly where you're supposed to go. So it is important to make time for it. It is important to invest in it. I shared this story with you guys a few episodes ago that I was going to like a really ugly gym and threw out my back and then realized like I hated going to this gym. So then I went and I invested in this like more expensive gym and it felt like I didn't have, I couldn't justify like the cost, like, you know, a gym is a gym, but it's almost like, yes, like it doesn't really make sense why, but who knows? What if I join that gym and meet somebody who's going to change my life, right? Which actually I did. I started going to this gym and there's this masseuse that works there and she's fantastic and she lives in my neighborhood and she's into like a lot of the things that we're into and I didn't know anybody like that. And then she introduced me to somebody else. So like I'm getting introduced to all these new people that live in my area that are into the things that I'm into but are also grounded and normal just like us, you know? So I feel like, oh my God, like all of that just like from joining this gym, right? So this feels like that is what this creative project or this investment that doesn't make a ton of sense, like it's going to bring you somewhere that you're supposed to be, but you are hesitant because like you need to know the proof. It's like you need like the guarantee, the proof, the something, but you're supposed to follow it. And money is definitely tied up here. And I mean, obviously not to tell you how to use your money, but there's like a middle place where, I mean, it's kind of, I almost get this feeling of like, well, what else are you going to do with your money? Like almost like what are you holding that money for? This feels like this is not like a financial advisor kind of conversation. This feels very like a spiritual conversation. It's like, well, where is that money going to? Or like, why are we holding that money? There is something about like money wanting to move here. So, and realizing it's almost like you have to get to the higher vibration, the higher frequency of money and money movement. So it's like, I'm going to put money here and then like let myself receive back. So there's something important here. Some of you that are working on like a project, like a book or a film or something, this has to be done. It's like so freaking annoying. It almost makes me feel like everything else that you're trying to manifest or everything else that you're trying to see like does not come without this expression of yourself, without this creative expression. It's like you can sit and meet with like all the best psychics in the world, but unless this project is done, the rest of your life doesn't move. It's really annoying. And I know that that's like a lot of pressure on this one thing, but it feels like you know what this is, like you've been holding on to this for a long time. Like you can't, don't go get a reading, like don't try to get a prediction. It's just not going to be accurate until you start moving towards this. So I think the first step is really just making time for it, like really simply looking at your schedule and being like, okay, like where does this fit in my schedule, and start moving towards it. And then this life that you're thinking of or you're envisioning like happens because you are the person that is working on this project. And it's not just working on it. It's like truly like getting to completion, because I think we can work on projects for a long time. This is more like a plan to complete and to make space in my calendar to complete this creative project. Message number three. This was like just an annoying one, but a big one. I get the sense that many of you are feeling tired and you're trying to do all the things to figure out, like, how can I get my energy back? It's like checking my hormones, like eating this, like sleeping this way, like doing this meditation. And I was getting this message that you're actually tired because there are energetic boundaries that are off right now, that like you are being drained energetically more than anything. And they come from the smallest things. It's very similar to, I don't know where all my money's going and I'm not spending a ton of money, but then I look at my account and I'm buying, you know, a $6 matcha every 3 days. And it's like silly things like that that are draining my account, even though they look tiny. And so it's the same thing with your energy. Example would be, I have a 13-year-old son and he really tries to push me to like keep making all his meals. And he's 13, like he can make his lunch, he can even make his breakfast, you know? And it might seem silly, but if he takes that on for himself, like I get these like little pieces of energy back. If each kid makes their bed, I get all these like little pieces of energy back from something that is so minor, like that I'm like, who cares? Like I'll make their bed, right? But it is a small drain here and there when the child is actually ready for it, like when the child can actually do it. So it's why it's an energetic boundary, because it's basically saying, I'm not going to keep stealing these like little moments of like where you can get strong and where you can get resilient and like where you can find your own power. I'm like, oh no, you're not, you know, resilient enough or strong enough or organized enough to like get your bed done every day. So I'm going to do it for you. So I'm not only like taking from the person, but I'm draining out because it's truly not my responsibility. Like that is not something for me to take on. Does that make sense? So it almost looks like there's not a renegotiation, but looking at your boundaries again, energetically, noticing that they're very small things. And I feel like there are small things with like people that you love, like very tiny, tiny things that it's time to hand it off to the person. It's like, oh yes, I've been taking this on for a long time, but now you're strong enough. Like now it's your turn to take it on. Or like this used to work for me because I was, you know, 27 when I said yes to this, but now I'm 32 and like this no longer works for me. It could be like a, you know, like a job thing, even like, oh, I was totally fine answering customer service questions, but I've been in this job for 4 years and I like have outgrown that and it's draining me. So there's this need to look at the things that you easily take on that like don't seem like a ton, like don't seem like such a big deal, but there needs to start to be like better boundaries here. They're very minor, and it's interesting how minor boundaries are almost harder than big boundaries. They're like the equivalent to like the paper cut. It's like, why does a stupid paper cut hurt me more than like a bigger cut? Because they're so, it's almost like they're harder to say no to because you really feel like you're being petty or annoying by saying no to this. Like you really almost like feel like it's not a big deal, I can take this on. But that's like where all the drains are coming from. So you're going to get a lot of your energy back. You're not going to need to go to like all these doctors to figure out what's wrong with you. You're not going to have to do 12 hours of sleep. You're really just going to be like, you're going to stay in your lane of like, what is your responsibility and what's not your responsibility? This is so huge. And I think you can sit and maybe this does feel like it requires a little of like brain power, like a little bit of thought. Like you might have to be like, okay, like what are my responsibilities at home? What are my responsibilities at work? What are my responsibilities with the customer? Like just kind of making these lists of like what's yours and what's not yours and where can you get a little bit more of your time. I am so guilty of sometimes like going very over on my readings. My readings are supposed to be an hour and before you know it, I'm going over. And a person here and there, it doesn't feel like much. Like, I'm happy to give that. But when I do it consistently, when it becomes the norm, then at that point, it's an energetic boundary thing. And I become very, very drained. And I think that I don't want to do the readings or I don't want to teach. And it's like, no, if you would just stick to your time, like, you know, to the time allotment that you said was going to work, then you would not drain out, if that makes sense. So it feels like this is coming from your heart. And it feels like it doesn't look like such a big deal, but it's going to make such a big difference for you. And in many ways, this might be harder than setting a really big boundary. Oh, and in the boundary conversation, there is a conversation. It makes me feel like some of you are specifically in some weird in between places in relationships. Like maybe there's like a new friend or a new possible romantic relationship and you're or like a business partner and you're kind of in a gray zone, that is also causing a big leak. So it's time to have a little bit more of a clear conversation about what the expectations are, like what's next. And this is very normal, right? It's like if I've been dating somebody for 3 months and we're just like having so much fun, but now after 3 months, like I might want to have like the next conversation about being exclusive or like what's expected or how do we do this long distance thing? So it's time. It's okay. Like you're not, there's something about you thinking that you're overreacting or that you're being too much by like having these conversations or setting these boundaries, but it's really holding your life back. Like more is trying to come in and more is trying to be created and formed. And as long as you're like stuck in this bullshit, it just doesn't come, you know? So don't minimize what you're feeling. Have the conversation, like get clear on where we're at now and like what the next stage is, get it in paper if that's the case, like if it's a business thing, because these are places where your energy is really being drained. Message number 4, this one was very interesting to me and I feel like I still need to sit here and receive more for it, but there's some sort of spiritual awakening that's trying to come your way and you're really trying to push it back because it looks like it's going to affect the way either you make money, the way you work, or just like societal norms. What does this mean? So I feel like spiritual awakening is such a big word. So spiritual awakening is like when I have an aha moment, right? And now I perceive things different. If you've had a child, right? Like just think about how you saw time before the child and after the child. And like you cannot hold that back. It's like you have that child and all of a sudden, like the way you see time just really, really changes or the way you see your worth really, really changes. Like, so that's just an example, but maybe you guys know like these like spontaneous, like spiritual awarenesses that happen that like change what was possible. Like, you know, when you wake up one day and you're just like, I just can't do this job anymore. Like it's so inconvenient to get that information. I was just out with some of Oliver's friends' parents. And we met this couple that was very similar to like what happened with Benny and I, that the couple said like the husband was like working his ass off. He was super burnt out. And he just kind of woke up one day and he was like, I just can't do this anymore. And it's like this poor man like was maintaining the whole house. And that truth is so inconvenient, right? It's like this spiritual awareness that like to come to your family and tell you that, and you know, to come to your wife and have to tell them that, it's like just so difficult because it's truly inconvenient. Like, wouldn't it be easier if this guy could just like keep working to the bone? Same thing with Benny. Like, wouldn't it be easier if I could just like not see his addiction, like not see how burned out he was? Like, that would have been so much more easier, right? Like, life could have just kept on. But instead, it's like this information is inconvenient and it makes us rearrange the way we do life. So there's something like that trying to come in, and I get why you're trying to hold it back. I mean, listen, it's not too different. When I came to this awareness that Benny was an addict, there were a lot of signs before, but I was not ready. Funny enough, this is like almost embarrassing to say, but Allie, was my daughter, was young at the time. I guess she must have been, I think she was like a freshman in high school, if I can do the math right. And like when I started kind of making all the changes, like she came to me, she's like, I knew something was wrong with dad and I wanted to tell you, but I would look at you in the eyes and I knew you were not ready. Like this little old soul telling me this. She's like, I just knew you weren't ready for the information. I was like, damn. And I felt so bad that she was like holding that information herself, you know? But she, to a degree, she was correct, right? Like this information, this truth, this awareness, like was so inconvenient to me. So I did not want to let it in to the point that she could feel like the energetic boundary that I had created, like that denial boundary, like that I didn't want to see it, right? So there's something like that trying to come in. Now you're really not going to want to let it in. You're like, oh, none of this sounds good, Nikki. But no, I think like you're already kind of controlling it. I think if you're having these questions where you're like, what is this all for? It seems like it's stemming from a little bit of a hamster wheel type of energy. Like, I'm bored. I keep doing the same thing. Or, you know, like, where's this all going? I'm just like waking up every day and doing the same thing. It's around there. It has something to do with where you're putting your energy and like it looks like it's part of your schedule. It's part of your routine. It's like how you do things. It's how your day to day goes by that you're starting to question, and you might feel very tired. Like it could be a burnout thing, but it also makes me feel like, what is this all for? Like, why do I keep doing this? And when you slow down, I don't even think it's a slowing down. Some of it's slowing down, but some of it's really like, you know what? Fine. Like, give me the information. Like, whatever it is, I'm willing to see the truth. Like, show me the truth about this. Because I would say, like, coming back to that example of Benny, like when for so many years he had an addiction and I was in denial of seeing it. It's so interesting how like that denial was basically like, listen, don't give me this information. I cannot handle it. I am not strong enough to understand this. Although my relationship sucked, like the life setup like just sucked, you know, and I was unhappy there, but that I didn't want like the true information that would solve it. Like it happens, you know, clients come to me all the time, like they want other information other than the truth, because the truth is harder, you know, to actually, it changes your life, right? So I would say that where you're struggling with and like kind of where you're like, I cannot find this solution, if you can become brave enough and to be like, okay, I'm willing to see the truth, I'm willing to hear the truth, I'm willing to receive the truth, then that's where it's going to come from. And as long as you're not ready to receive the truth, then that's fine. Like you will be protected, like it's not going to come in. But if you feel like rolling the dice and expanding your life and making it more honest and more true, then it will come forward. And some of it is, they look like small awarenesses to really big ones, like almost like I can't find a relationship because I actually don't like men, I like women, you know, like things like that. Or I really just confused somebody by saying that. I know, sorry guys, but I trust you, you know, you're strong enough to be here in this conversation. Some of it is like, this relationship doesn't work. Some of it is like, if I keep doing this thing and accepting like this low pay at this job, I'm just not going to get anywhere. It's just a true honesty with myself. And it doesn't mean that you're going to take action on it right away. And it also makes me feel that although you see the truth, doesn't mean that you know exactly how it's going to end up. And I think that that's why you don't want to see the truth, right? Like, again, addiction with Benny. The truth probably would make me think that I'd have to get divorced, or that like we'd have to sell our house or something like that, let's say. And none of that is what happened. So I just needed the information. And then once I had the information, it was almost like the universe arranged itself, because I was no longer on a timeline where I was in denial. I was no longer on an energetic path of denial. And I was like, I just kind of kept getting what was a match for people that were in denial. But for people that are available for the truth and are brave enough to receive the truth, then I started to get that life. And it was a much better life than the life of somebody who was in denial. So that's what's trying to come forward. Just dropping that bomb for you in September. You will know what to do little by little, and like you will very much be guided when you get the information. So the intention would be like, I'm really struggling in this area. I'm ready for the truth. Like, I'm ready to see, feel, understand the truth. And then let's see what comes after you set that intention. Message number 5. I wonder if this message is like directly connected to 4, but this message is about needing to revisit how you want to live. There's some sort of maturity that has come your way, or maybe you used to want like these really big goals, and now you're realizing like, actually, I don't want a girl boss. Like, I rather just like have this kind of lifestyle. It's not that you're setting your goals to be any less, but it does almost look like there's like a maturity, like we're almost sometimes like the inner child was running the show a lot, and there was a lot of needing to be like validated and seen or whatever. And like that has been healed, which is so beautiful. And that healing is causing a need to look at like how I accomplish what lifestyle I'm trying to live. So it's like I used to think in order to have this lifestyle, I needed to live like this, work like this, have these habits. Like maybe it was like in order to have this lifestyle, I needed to work 14-hour days and drink a bunch of coffee. And now I'm like, okay, maybe I can still have this lifestyle and not do it this way. So there's like a need to like revisit what it is that you want, or not even what you want, but it's like how I want to live. Like this is really about my structures, my habits, my daily routines, and see that like how I want to live needs to be accomplished through different structures, through different routines. And it is a very grounded way of seeing it. It almost makes me feel like I want this amount of money. Well, then I need to be honest if I can dedicate that amount of hours. Like maybe the truth is like, no, my kids are under 5 years old. And in order to have that kind of money in my business, I would need to work this amount of hours. And like right now I can't. But I can revisit that, you know, 2 years from now when they're all in school or whatever it is. So there is a need to almost like, I don't know, have an honest, mature conversation with you about like how you are going to reach that lifestyle and even pan out the timing. Like this may not be the year, or it would have to be done this way. Or there has to be an honest conversation about, yeah, if I want to accomplish this, then I have to work these amount of hours, or I have to do this amount of thing, or I have to really learn how to do this. Like, what it's almost like what you want is not matching with what you're willing to do for it, if that makes sense. And sometimes like I am not willing to work more hours because I want to pick up my kids from school. And I think that that is fair. So it's not like you're lazy or that anything is wrong with you, but you'll just have to adjust what is possible for you if that is a priority right now, you know? So it's really like, because the thing is you're driving yourself crazy wanting something, but also not being able to negotiate or compromise on what needs to be done to get there. Make sense? Okay, friends, that's September. I feel like some very, I don't want to say heavy, but like very real stuff. And when I sit with September, it almost makes me feel like there's these structures that are created or these decisions or these choices that really give you what you have in November and in December and in January and February. Those months are kind of wonky usually, but I really feel like you sit with September. Like if you truly receive like what September is trying to honestly tell you, you're going to be very ahead. Not everybody's going to get this. A lot of you are going to skip over. Some of you are not going to listen to September because not ready, you know, for the changes. But when you really like sit with it, it does make me feel like it's setting you up for these really magical months, November, December, January, February. Okay, friends, sending you a ton of love. I hope this was supportive and I will see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.